I would like to drink a cup of coffee. Yes, coffee is the thing I'd like to drink.
It's time now for Coffee at the Merck. Let's get together with Paul Ramo and Chris Shelstead and see what's happening at Madison Mercantile, a very special place right at the south end of Madison's Main Street.
Coffee, 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 coffee.
And good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Madison Mercantile, broadcasting live with Chris Shelstead on Coffee at the Merck. Good afternoon, Chris.
Hey, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing super duper.
Yeah, I almost forgot about us. I was sitting in the back room paying bills, and I'm like, oh, I thought I better get up and get some coffee to get through all this. And here you are, all set up for Coffee at the Merck.
Yeah, I set up a different place.
Yes, it's nice and comfortable in this spot.
We're on couches and kind of made like a small living room area here.
Yeah, you know, we had this furniture scattered around the building that was comfortable, and we had some beautiful art that was great for the spring. So we built this little seating area right here, and, you know, right away people gravitate straight to it. So
oh.
I can tell you from experience that this couch is good for napping.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yes. Yes, this was another one, donated couch. All of this stuff was donated by different people. I could tell you who, but I don't know if they want their names out there. But it's just been awesome for people to have a place to put a favorite couch that they don't have room for anymore.
You got one of mine over there, I know that.
We do, Maynard. Yeah. And that one has been napped on as well.
That was a comfortable one, too, yes.
I'm pretty sure that all couches have seen a nap, personally.
Well, I was drawn to this area because of this huge mural or map or painting that you have behind you, Chris. Tell our listeners, this is an amazing painting.
It really is, you know, and we've had it for a couple of years. We actually, it's on loan from the Madison Museum, Lacapral Museum, sorry. And it's a painting by Susan Armitage, and she got a grant a couple of years ago to do this Stories of the Lacapral River. So we always bring it out in the spring and hang it up because what she did was take interviews with all these people in 2014 about the river.
About the Lacapral River.
And then she used those stories to build this sort of collage of stories of the river. And it's just so pretty, and you can go back and look at the actual people who had something to say about the river.
Right.
And so it's very, very beautiful. It ties us to our local river and the water community.
Well, the painting is kind of a satellite view of the river coming out of South Dakota, going through Dawson, and you know, and that's what I like about it. It's beautiful colors on it and everything.
Yeah, a lot of people.
Who did this?
Her name is Susan Armington.
Okay.
And she got a grant in 2014 to do this particular project, and then she's gotten to know a lot of people out here, and she stops by every year, and it's always fun for her to come in and see it hanging in the gallery.
That's awesome. Love it. Love what you do. Everything, nothing stays the same at the Merck. There's always something new when I come in.
You know, there's always furniture rearranging, and there's always something new to add. Now, in the gallery, from where we sit, we can see the new show as well, which goes really good with this painting. And all the same bright spring colors. And the show is Doug Peterson, our own Doug Peterson.
Oh.
And he has this whole sort of spring collection, and it's all really vibrant and really beautiful. And we're going to be holding an opening for Doug on April 14th, Tuesday, April 14th, hopefully I have that right, from 6 to 8,
okay,
where we're going to celebrate his work, and we're even going to, there's going to be a surprise auction of one of his pieces.
Oh, nice. He's a talented artist, isn't he?
He is, and these are really beautiful and bright, so hopefully people can come by and take a look.
Okay. Well, Chris, what is happening at the Madison Mercantile?
Well, you know, in addition to hanging new art and sort of moving furniture around like we always do, the biggest thing we're working on right now is the new kitchen. And I know we've talked about this for about 2 years now. Oh, someday we're going to build a new kitchen. But thanks to our friends at Potter Electric and Cass Plumbing and Bangsness Construction, we finally got that thing started, and it's rolling fast.
So, is this a commercial kitchen you're talking about?
It is. It's a commercial kitchen, and it's going to be a community shared kitchen. So it seems kind of weird, but it's a kitchen we're not building for ourselves. We're building for everybody else.
Nice.
Okay, so we'll probably use it, too,
Give me an example. Who would use that?
How about maybe you start a banana bread baking company.
Okay.
So everybody's always love your banana bread.
I like banana bread.
Okay, so you decide, I'm going to start making that banana bread, and I'm going to sell it to the grocery store, or I'm going to sell it to the school, or I'm going to go big with my banana bread.
Okay.
Well, in order to do that, you need a commercial kitchen, and you need a wholesale license and all that. Well, those things are very, very expensive if you want to try to fix your kitchen into a commercial kitchen.
Okay.
So maybe you want that. Some other guy makes salsa. Maybe there's someone that wants to bake bread. How about a pizza delivery service? And maybe somebody who just wants to learn how to can or get together with their friends to do their own personal canning and things like that. So that's what that space will be available for. So it's our goal to have one commercial kitchen that a number of people can use, and then everybody saves money because it's one kitchen, and everybody gets to try out their idea without having to put a whole bunch of money into it.
Great idea.
So we're talking food aggregation space, shared kitchen, community kitchen, some teaching kitchen things. We already have a couple that want to do some catering. We have some somebody that wants to make breakfast tacos. So there's all sorts of things that could happen in there. So we're excited.
If somebody's interested in talking more about that, they can just talk to you about it.
Absolutely, absolutely. Just let me know. I mean, we're still a few months out from getting the kitchen up and running. It's a big, big deal.
Big undertaking.
Yes. The biggest deal was the plumbing, and boy, they got it in, and they did a great job, and a little bit of electrical upgrade, and then we had to find all the equipment, and now we have to do the flooring. It's a lot of rules, but that way we can suck up that cost.
Yeah.
So when you make your banana bread, you won't have to.
Awesome. Great idea. I love the Madison Merc. This is what the Madison Merc's all about.
That's right. Innovation and entrepreneurship and art and food and you name it.
Speaking of the Madison Merc, I want to let everybody know, pick up a West Central Tribune. That's the Wilmer newspaper, because Chris is on the front page today.
You know what, Paul? I think it's only on the e-edition.
Oh, it's on the e-edition.
I think it's only on the online edition.
Okay.
I don't know that for sure. But, yeah, it was really great. We had a reporter come through who works for West Central Tribune and Forum Communications. Spent the day here talking to people, hanging out, just kind of getting a feel for what we were doing here. And it was really great to sit and talk to him. And he met some really interesting people. And I think he really enjoyed meeting people and seeing how vibrant rural communities are. I mean, he had a thought that this whole idea of rural decline was kind of a myth. And it was proven for him.
Yeah, he's setting out to prove that wrong, right?
Yes, he is.
All you got to do is come to Madison Merc and find out that's a myth.
Well, you know, I think you could go anywhere in Madison, because Madison has just been this place that just refuses to say no. You know, every time there's an idea, there's always people that want to get it done. And
yep.
Madison is one of those kind of towns that people don't let, you know, things get in their way. They just do the right thing for their community.
And speaking of expanding and what the Madison Merc's all about, we've got some big news here with the Prairie Arts Center.
Oh, yeah. We've been talking about this for a couple weeks, but we're starting to get up on our deadline. As most people know, we were gifted the Prairie Arts Center, our Madison Art and Innovation Center, the nonprofit side of our business, if you will. Wayne Borsted donated the Prairie Arts Center to us, and we decided we're just going to run as fast as we can to activate that space. And with the help of the Nibby Family Foundation, some of you may know Dave and Jean Nibby.
Yeah, yes.
and
he's our teacher and coach.
That's right, and Jay Nibby was in my class. So Jay and Jeff Nibby did a lot of fun things at the PAC. They were involved in theater, so we got a hold of them and said, hey, you want to be part of this effort? And the Family Foundation said, sure, and they gave us a donation, and then they challenged us. If we raise $10,000 from the local community, then they'll give us another $10,000 on top of the donation
they
gave us.
Yeah. Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's really exciting, and to know that they believe in us and believe in the mission.
So that fundraising is going on right now as we speak.
It is, okay. It is. So we have a fundraising box here. We've been raising money during our music events and our trivia events. We've had a couple of really nice donations from individuals. Really, really sweet. So we're about halfway to our goal of $10,000. And it would be really, really exciting to get that rest of that funding to the $10,000 by the time the Nibby track meet rolls around.
Oh, yeah, the Nibby track meet out at La Caparo Valley, and that's coming up pretty soon.
I think that's on, April 24th. I know that's a short window, but if anybody wants to get in on time and help us try to raise that money, otherwise we have until the 1st of June, because that's the deadline that we've set for ourselves.
Okay.
So if we can raise that money and we can prove to the Nibby Family Foundation that we have community support, I think it'll be a partnership that'll take us into
And
the
those
future.
Funds are for the Prairie Arts Center?
Just for the Prairie Arts Center.
Right.
Yep. It's a specific fund just for the Prairie Arts Center.
And I know you got some great ideas on that, too.
Yeah, boy, we've been working down there. You know, we've been adding some storage. We've been doing some decorating. And this is really exciting. I don't know if I mentioned this last time, but we had a group of benefactors donate a whole audio equipment set.
Oh, wow.
Worth over $5,000.
Oh, wow.
They donated speakers and microphones and, you know, monitors and all of that whole kit that we can keep at the Prairie Arts Center for things like open mic or movies or, you know, speeches and things like that. I was blown away that this anonymous group was going to donate this, and we've received it now, and it's all ready to go. We're excited to do that.
You've already had open mic at the Prairie Arts Center. How'd that go?
It was fabulous. So we had a great open mic, but we had to drag all of our equipment from here down to there.
Okay, gotcha.
So this, now we don't have to do that. We're going to have a whole kit there. And, you know, really what we'd like to do is get input from the community. What do you want to see at the Prairie Arts Center? Whether it's theater or music or dance, you know, we'd like to do it all. And I want to remind everybody that the building's available for use. So, Paul, if you want to have a party.
Have my birthday party, then?
You could.
Okay.
You can. You and Roxy in the basement of the Prairie Arts Center.
There
I understand
go.
That has happened before.
We could. Yeah. A long time ago. That's where we got to know each other really well.
Okay, that's
in
enough about that.
Okay.
But you know, seriously, though, there's a big, beautiful space in the basement of the Prairie Arts Center that could be used for birthday parties, get-togethers, and things like that. And then on the upstairs, of course, is the seating and the stage. So if there anybody wants to have some sort of sing-along or service or get-together or even a memorial service.
Okay.
Or even a wedding, Paul. We can do those things now at the Prairie Arts Center.
Nice.
Yeah.
Great addition. That's going to be super.
Well, Maynard says when we start the show that we're at the south end of Main Street. Now you can say we're at the north end as well.
Both ends.
Yeah.
Awesome.
We bookended the Main Street.
All right. What's happening? What else is happening at the Madison Merck in April?
Well, we've got some music lined up. This coming weekend, April 11th, one of my very, very favorite groups, Tuckered Out.
Tuckered Out.
Tuckered
have
Out.
Have they been here before?
They have, and okay. It's a bluegrass bunch, and they just happen to be my cousins.
Oh, really?
So, yes, it's John and Lynn Trailstead. They were both born here in Madison, but they grew up in Moorhead. So they love coming back. And then a local guy, Richard Handeen from Montevideo, sits in as their bassist when they come down here. So that's Tuckered Out this Saturday night at 6:30 or so.
Okay.
And they really encourage people to come in, sing along, play along. And they're just a really fun couple of guys. They'll probably be joined on stage by their other brother, Mark, who just moved to town here.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so.
When is that going to happen?
That's Saturday night, April 11th.
April 11th.
Coming up.
Okay, it's coming up.
Yeah, oh, and we have trivia, though, too.
Okay.
You know, trivia is this Friday. And if you haven't been to trivia yet, it is a blast. Get yourself a team. Paul, just grab three or four friends. And,
I'll have to get friends that are way smarter than me, then.
No, honestly, what you need is a spectrum on your team. You need somebody in your 60s. You need somebody who knows about, like, movies and culture and stuff like that. But Tony Borman actually writes all the questions.
Oh, wow.
And there's always a little bit about astrology and a little bit about science because he's nerdy like that.
I'm a history buff.
Well, there's a lot of history in there, too.
Okay.
So I would encourage anybody. We usually have three, four, five, sometimes seven teams, and it is fun. Everybody's laughing and joking. People bring their kids, so it's very relaxed. So come on down. And I think it would be fun if you, like, maybe the radio station challenges the newspaper.
There we go. We could do that. We'd beat them.
Oh, of course
I know we would.
Yeah, of course.
Maynard on the team?
No problem.
Okay.
But it is a lot of fun.
All right, and the usual stuff going on.
Janelle
Kennedy was down here last week.
Right, that's a good point. We're starting up our makers markets again, so every Wednesday from 3 to 6, you can come on down here and find makers. So Janelle's here with her Kennedy's bakery bread every other Wednesday.
Okay.
So not this week, but next week she'll be here. And get here fast if you want cinnamon bread.
It goes fast.
And then anybody else who's interested in setting up a table, you could any baked goods, any handmade goods, anything like that, just give us a call ahead of time, and we'll give you a table, and we'll see how it goes. As the weather gets better, we'll be setting up outside. But for right now, I think we're staying inside.
All right. Kim's doing lunch still?
She is. We're going to continue with soups until the end of April, and then in May we're going to transition to kind of a hearty salad.
Nice.
Yes, just for you. We're going to make it super healthy.
Nice. Super healthy. I need a good salad.
Yes. Yes, everybody could use that. So,
okay.
But once again, if anybody's got ideas for lunches, for local products, I mean, we carry local eggs and butter and cheese and things like that, but if you have something that you'd like to see on our shelves, please, please, please just let us know, because we're just looking for your input.
All right, real good, Chris. Always enjoy doing coffee at the Merck with you.
Yeah, it's always a blast.
I'm going to have a hard time getting out of this comfortable chair.
Well, I might have to stretch out on this couch.
Yeah, then you take a nap. All right, talk to you next time.
All right, Paul, thanks.
Chris Shelstead with another Coffee at the Merck, broadcasting live from the Madison Mercantile.